It's Tuesday, June 5th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. By a surprising vote of 7-2 yesterday, including liberal justices Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Colorado Christian baker Jack Phillips, who refused to make a cake for a homosexual wedding. Several of the justices were particularly concerned with the religious hostility and bias against Phillips's Christian faith exhibited by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which had prosecuted the case. The majority ruling argued that the state of Colorado did not give Jack Phillips a, quote, respectful consideration, end quote. The Worldview spoke with attorney Kate Anderson of Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented Phillips.
The decision today in Masterpiece Cake Shop is a significant win for religious freedom. It's a clear decision from the court that people should be able to live and work according to their beliefs and that the government cannot treat people of faith with hostility.
But Justice Anthony Kennedy noted that the, quote, question of when the free exercise of his religion must yield to an otherwise valid exercise of state power, end quote, has yet to be determined in a future court case where the government representatives do not express such intense hostility towards Christians. Attorney Anderson from Alliance Defending Freedom explained.
The court's decision today was focused entirely on the free exercise issues, the right of religious people to live out their faith. What was left on the table were free speech claims. When we brought this case, we argued both that Jack's free speech rights and his free exercise rights were at stake and were being violated. But what's clear today is that the government must respect the views of people of faith.
The Supreme Court took special care to chastise the state of Colorado for a, quote, clear and impermissible hostility, end quote, toward the Christian faith in particular. Anderson told the Worldview that prior to yesterday's Supreme Court decision, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had clearly overreached.
He was required to create cakes that violate his beliefs if he creates any wedding cake. So he had to stop creating wedding cakes to be able to live in accord with his conscience.
When Jack Phillips stopped baking all wedding cakes at his Masterpiece Cake Shop in the Denver suburb of Lakewood, it slashed 40% of his income, which has been crippling. Psalm 7, 9-10 says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart." The Supreme Court also reversed a lower court ruling that would have required the federal government to facilitate an abortion for an undocumented teen in U.S. custody. The U.S. Justice Department was pleased with the ruling, issuing a statement which read, quote, "We look forward to continuing to press the government's interest in the sanctity of life," end quote. The women's professional soccer teams are pushing the homosexual agenda, and one player has refused to participate. Jaylene Hinkle told the 700 Club that she withdrew from two international competitions last June because the team insisted that she wear a homosexual pride jersey decorated with the colors of the rainbow. She said, quote, "I just felt so convicted in my spirit that it was not my job to wear this jersey," end quote. The battle is not over for life in Ireland. After the national referendum approved a go-ahead on legalizing abortion, Katie Asco of Love Both told the media that the pro-life forces are just now awakened to the battle.
"Not even today's results will discourage us from this cause, which is now more important than ever. Your efforts are not in vain. We commit ourselves to working toward the day when the lives of mothers and children are fully supported and protected in Ireland."
Galatians 6:9 encourages all of us, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May is resisting calls for a referendum in Northern Ireland on the legalization of abortion for political reasons. Life News reports that states are forcing doctors to falsify death certificates in order to cover up assisted suicide. Legal language prepared for the state of Minnesota specifically states that instead of recording the cause of death as suicide, the, quote, underlying terminal illness shall be listed as the cause of death, end quote. Jeremiah 9:8 says, "Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceitfully. With his mouth each speaks peace to his neighbor, but in his heart he plans an ambush for him." The Houston Chronicle reported that the total annual budget for Joel Osteen's ministry is $90 million, but only 1.3% of that budget goes to missions, and the rest to administration, fundraising, services, television broadcasting, and brand building. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.